Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball with MLB insider John Heyman and former major leaguer Tony Gwynn Jr.
Once again, we want to thank Daryl Strawberry for coming on. That was a terrific interview, John. We got a chance to kind of delve into that 84, 85, 86 range there, and it was a terrific interview. Let's move into some current stuff, baseball. Obviously, wild card race has heated up, has changed from 1 week to the next, and because there are some teams on the outside looking in, there could be some managers on the hot seat here. John, what do you got? I mean, Luis Rojas in New York. You got Aaron Boone also in New York on the other side. Jorge Girardi in the Phillies. This is his second year. Torrey Lovello. They're having a pretty tough season. And out here in San Diego, I would expect that the heat is at a high temperature right now for Jace Tingler.
Yeah, I mean, let's take the Mets situation first. I mean, they're trying to hire a president of baseball operations. So, you know, that's the main focus right now there. And, of course, if you have a new leader in the baseball end of things, you've got a relatively new owner. Steve Cohen has been there for a year. He obviously had Rojas already. He didn't hire him, and he's given him a year. So the situation is going to be difficult for Rojas, I think, because, you know, this is the second year in a row they've kind of underperformed. Certainly there have been a lot of injuries. There are a lot of reasons for this. Offensively, they just have not done it. Personally, I think changing hitting coaches in a few weeks into the season, I think that was a mistake. I think they should have kept Chili Davis in there. I don't think that certainly was not Rojas's call. That was a front office decision, and I think it hurt him. And, you know, fair or not, I would say Rojas is in a tough spot. You know, we've already got speculation. Ken Rosenthal had suggested maybe they'll bring in Billy Beane and he can bring in Bob Melvin. And, you know, I wouldn't rule that out. We'll talk more about the Mets baseball GM / president in a little while, but you know, I wouldn't rule that out. Obviously, Oakland has done well. These guys have been fantastic. And, you know, they don't have the money. So it's difficult. You know, if they want to win a World Series, it's easier to do it in New York with the backing of a obviously not only stable but very well-heeled owner. And so we've already seen some speculation. So first on Rojas, I think that he's likely not to be coming back. I mean, we'll see here. He's still got a few games to go, but it looks like the second losing season with a team with a pretty substantial payroll. You know, they're pressing $200 million now. Again, I don't think it's his fault. I don't think he's done a bad job, but I think it'd be unlikely that he'd be back. What do you think about that, Tony?
Yeah, no, I'd agree. I think, obviously, when expectations get raised, and their expectation was already high.
Yeah.
And you bring in a guy like Lindor, expectations are going to be even higher. And then when you hand out the money you have, those expectations once again go higher. And so the Mets haven't, you know, reached that bar. And quite frankly, this was a division that could have been had they played better during the midpoint of the season. They could have ran away with the division. They were leading for quite some time there. So I would agree with you. I think Luis Rojas is, as you said, it's not his fault. Guys didn't perform ultimately the way they needed to. And you can't forget about DeGrom being hurt down the stretch. Like, you miss a guy who is almost a guaranteed win, and you don't have him due to injury. Again, not either of their fault, but it does play into the narrative that this team just hasn't lived up to the bill. So I would agree with you there. On the other side, for the Yankees, I don't think Aaron Boone's gone. I think he ends up with another year back with the Yankees. I think this team played their way back into contention, and that might have been enough, I think, to save his job. I also won't be surprised if they decide to go a different route, though.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on Boone. You know, I think Cashman, no matter what had happened, Cashman loves Boone and would want to keep him, I think. That's my impression. It could be wrong. You know, they've come back here. You know, if they don't make it, yeah, I'm with you. I wouldn't be shocked if they made a change. His contract is up. It's not good timing to not make the playoffs. You know, a team with that kind of a payroll. Again, I don't think it's his fault. There was roster construction issues. They're way too right-handed, too power dependent. You know, they had injuries, but they shouldn't have been completely unexpected injuries. I like Taillon, but, I mean, he's had a history of injuries. Kluber's been a great pitcher, but, I mean, he barely pitched. Did he throw one inning last year? I think, maybe. So, yeah. You know, they brought in guys with question marks, even with that big payroll. So, again, I don't think this is Boone's fault if he does get let go. But, I'm kind of with you. I think he probably stays. I mean, certainly if they get in, he's going to stay. But if they
that's a terrific point you bring up about their lineup and how it was constructed. It really didn't give the best I mean, when they went on their run, it was because they basically played a different brand of baseball. They got some guys who could get on, who can make some things happen on the bases. And then the power started to come along with it. And then you had that hot streak happen. But I don't know that they have the right players to do the little things yet. And so maybe I think the point is that I don't know that they set up Aaron Boone for the most success with the way that roster was constructed. And I think maybe they've learned a lesson from that and can address it this offseason.
Yeah, you know, they've been schizophrenic. I mean, at one point they were 35-11. To have a stretch of 35-11, if they don't make the playoffs, I bet they'd be the first team with that kind of been up and down like crazy. I mean, I doomed them on MLB Network 2 months ago, which doomed means I gave up. I said they're not going to be in. And then looked like they were clearly going to be in. And now they're kind of on the outside, and they did have a fairly easy schedule in the middle of this month and kind of wasted it. And now they've got a tough schedule, and they're, you know, a game and a half outs as we do this. So, you know, I thought they made the right move taking Gleyber Torres off as shortstop. They waited a long time to do that. And moving to second, I think they should have been even more drastic there because they did run off their 13 wins in a row with Velasquez, the Bronx kid, at shortstop. I would have called him back, put Velasquez at shortstop, put Urshela at third, and LeMahieu at second. LeMahieu is a second baseman. Urshela is a third baseman, not a shortstop. And Velasquez is a good shortstop. Better than Urshela at short. So you would have a better defensive player at all three positions, plus had the speed and energy of Velasquez. Gleyber has got to reset. Something's wrong this year. I mean, his value when he's hitting those 30 homers or even 20, but not six. You know, at this point, I'd send him to the minors. You know, I'd call Velasquez. Anyway, I think that was a mistake. I don't know that that's Boone's call. I don't think so. And again, a manager's in a tough spot. You know, it's not his fault, but they don't make it, again, I'm with you. Not, I wouldn't be shocked.
Let's address the elephant in the room. Jace Tingler, what do you got on that one?
Yeah, I don't think it looks too good for him. I'm going to be shocked if he's still the manager next year. I know he's got the relationship, and I was on your show last week and talking about the relationship with Preller. But, you know, to me, I've been doing this a long time. To see a story in your local paper, is the Union Tribune? I'm still old. I remember the Union and the Tribune. The Union Tribune, they combined. Sorry. The story was not good, you know. Unnamed quotes. You know, about he, there's no respect for him and all this. You know, AJ brought in a guy he was comfortable with, who's certainly a good baseball guy. We've had him on the show, you know, in a different spot with a younger team, with a team that without expectations, he could have grown with them. That makes sense. But they gave him a $200 million team with a lot of veterans and egos. And I think it was a very difficult spot. But you know, when that story appears and it's there's not much respect, and this has been brewing about, you know, the Tatis and Machado dust up, and a manager with more respect would have, you know, knocked it out earlier or something. When that appears in the local paper, I can't remember any manager ever surviving that. Of course, at the end, they put in there, well, no decision's been made. I think it has been made at this point. That's my feeling. You're there. I would expect to see either Washington, Ron Washington, who was the second choice, Buck Showalter, who's got some connection there with Machado, maybe Bochy, who's obviously a Hall of Fame manager. We have a Hall of Fame manager who's come back before. Joni La Russa did it, obviously, with success. Bochy's not in yet, but he will be. He's a San Diego guy, was a Padre. I mean, those are the three names that come to mind. What do you think about what's going on there?
Wow. Yeah, I think you're spot on. I don't, again, this is the manager. And so when things go bad, that is, that responsibility does fall on them. I don't think it's a coincidence that you mentioned the Union Tribune article that comes out hours or minutes, before, Ken Rosenthal's piece comes out at the same time, virtually alluding to the same thing. And although Ken didn't allude to the fact that he had sources inside the organization, AC did. I don't think that's a coincidence. So you're probably correct on that front. And this Padre team has definitely
AC
underachieved.
Yeah, you said AC did it.
Yeah, Kevin Acey. He's the
writer. Okay.
Right. Wrote the article on the Union Tribune. But yeah. I think I see it the same way. I mean, unless they find a way to get in, and right now it's tough. You got 3.5 out.
The schedule.
The schedule is
unbelievable.
No joke. Yeah, they got 13 games left.
Yeah, every game it's the Giants. Dodgers or the Giants. Giants. If they get a break, it's the Cardinals or the Braves, right? And meanwhile, Philly, where they got Pittsburgh and Baltimore coming. Now, I have to just finish with the Mets and the Colorado and the Cubs. So, you know, I'm assuming they must have played the easier teams earlier. They're in a tougher spot in the West. Obviously, the East isn't very good, but that schedule is a bear. And certainly an excuse.
I believe it's the Giants, Braves, Dodgers, Giants. Those four teams, or those three teams in the last four series. And, you know, all of those teams are playing good baseball right now.
Yeah, I don't. It'd be very difficult for them. They're not playing good baseball. And, you know, they're not playing up to expectations. It'd be hard to think that they're going to make it. And even if they do, after seeing that article, I don't think we're going to, I think he'll not be the manager next year. That'd be my perception of it from 2,500 miles away. But, you know, that article was a bad one.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Okay. Short list for Mets GM. You mentioned that they're looking for one. You mentioned Billy Bean. Anybody else on that list?
Yeah, it's a short list. Billy Bean may be at the top of that list. I kind of feel like if Billy Bean is willing to do it, the job might be his. I haven't said that before, but that's the feeling that I get. It is a short list. I do think that David Stearns from Milwaukee is a guy that they're interested in. I think he has a year to go on his contract. I don't know. It's not really public information for whatever reason. Some of those teams keep that stuff secret, but that's going to make it tough. You know, is the owner, Mark Adonizio, going to let Stearns go? I kind of think not. Theo Epstein is a guy who's out there. He's got two jobs. I know he likes them both right now. One's with a private equity group, one's with MLB. He's doing well. He doesn't need to do this. He's already won three World Series. So, I mean, his legacy's already written. I think the sales job with Bean is going to have to be, you can change your legacy winning a World Series. It's going to be tough to do it in Oakland. Obviously, been in Oakland a long time as the leader of that front office, done an incredible job. He's won 90 games, I think, the majority of the seasons. Incredible to do that on that shoestring. Obviously, the money ball thing is his, in a little bit of conjunction with Alderson, who's the guy, one of the two key components making the decision here. It's Alderson and Steve Cohen, the new owner. And I know Steve Cohen has a rapport with Billy Bean. Billy Bean had come out and spoken to, I believe it's .72, Steve Cohen's firm, and they hit it off. So, you know, he knows him. Sandy loves Billy, obviously. And I think if Billy will come, now that's a question. I don't know. You're on the West Coast. Maybe you have a better feel for this. California, it's tough to leave. You've been he's been there 58 years old. He's basically, I mean, he was with the Mets for a while, which is another thing to think about. You know, he was a Major League Baseball player with the Mets and the Twins. You know, would he leave California, where a lot of his, presumably a lot of his family is? He's got a lot of other things going on. Is he willing to dive back in and do a 24-hour job? Right now he's delegating a lot to Dave Forrest and Billy Owens and the others there. You know, it's a big question. I mean, I think that's the key question. There's a question whether David Stearns can get out from under his contract if he wants to. That's two questions there. And whether Theo Epstein wants to do it. But I think the number one question is Billy Bean willing to leave the California and the A's? I mean, for a chance to win and change his legacy. I mean, his legacy is already pretty darn good, but he can win that World Series. I don't know. What do you think, Tony?
I think he would do a great job if he decided to go. I mean, you're right. Does he want to leave his West Coast way of living to head to the hustle and bustle of the East Coast? But listen, based on what he's been able to do with little to nothing in Oakland, what would he do with a bigger payroll? We see what Friedman has done with the little payroll in Tampa and what he's done in LA. I don't see why it would be any different for Billy. So,
right. I'm with you. I mean, I think he'd be fantastic if he's willing, and he's going to have to make the decision on his own. Is he willing to dive in for that 24-hour job? I mean, I don't think the New York thing is going to bother him. The tweets, he doesn't care about that. The social media, the fans, I don't think any of that. But, you know, right now he's the owner or he's heavily involved with a soccer team. He does some speaking engagement. He's got a lot going on. And he's able to do a huge job without working 24 hours a day. You know, I think a lot of people would be envious of that. You come to New York, you're going to be working 24 hours a day. It's only a change of lifestyle and everything else. I think that's the key thing. I mean, I don't think there's much doubt he could do it. I mean, he's quite a good, he's won with on nothing. And then they had a movie about it, and he's continued to win on nothing, even after giving away all his secrets. So he's pretty darn good at what he does. I don't blame them that they are targeting him. And I do believe, at least reading between the lines, it seems like if Billy wants it, he can probably have it. You know, obviously they have high regard for Epstein and for Stearns as well. And they've got a cast of more than a one-person net. Last year they tried with many, didn't get permission, didn't get the response they wanted, didn't end up hiring anybody for that job for the president of baseball operations. And, you know, they've got to get it right. I mean, I've talked to Steve Cohen, and he knows we have to get it right. He's gone as far as to say, well, we don't get the right person, we don't have to hire anyone. But you know what? You can say that, but, you know, they need to hire somebody, I think. Anyway, that's the bottom line for me. And if they can get Billy Bean, that would be quite a coup, and I think they understand that, and that's why they're going in that direction. Not that Theo isn't great. He's got three World Series. I mean, he's obviously a Hall of Fame executive, fantastic, done an incredible job, built the Cubs, not only with the, you could say it was tanking and the draft, the trades they made were ridiculous. I mean, to get Arrieta for nothing, to get Hendricks for nothing, the trade for Rizzo. I mean, he knows what he's doing as well, and Stearns has done an excellent job in Milwaukee. But they need to get someone who's proven at this point. You can't take a flyer on a guy who's a beloved assistant GM somewhere. You got to get someone who's proven, and they understand that.
No doubt about it. That's going to do it for this week's episode of Big Time Baseball. Make sure you check back every Monday for new episodes. Myself, John, Cody Decker, leave us a comment and a 5-star rating. We'll be sure to keep the baseball conversation rolling. I'm Tony Gwynn Jr. For my partner, John Heyman. We'll see you next week.